All right. Would like for you now to put yourselves in a comfortable position. Prefer that you're sitting up. And would like you for a moment to focus on your ears. Not what you're hearing, but on your ears themselves. Focusing in on how your ears feel to you. And opening your senses to how you are affected by what you hear. Hearing is one of the two most primal senses. The most primal is the sense of smell, followed by your hearing. And while you're focusing on your ears and about the sounds that you hear, and letting any outside noise draw you into a deeper state of relaxation. Just relaxing, except for your hearing. Your whole body is relaxed, at ease, so comfortable. But your ears are listening. And as they listen to the sound of our voice, it is bringing to you a deeper sense of mental relaxation. Just honing in to the sound. Focusing all of your attention on the sounds that you are hearing while your body sinks deeper and deeper into relaxation. And in the silence, into the energy of nothingness, just allowing yourself to drift in this sea of perfectly comfortable nothingness. If any thoughts occur, simply let them drift away. Or fall like rain, leaving the space beautifully dark and clean. And And as you listen to these sounds, no need to really examine them. They're just there, part and parcel of your experience. Almost like being in a sensory deprivation tank. You can't feel anything, but you can hear everything. And as you move deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation, you allow your body to be relaxed. It is almost as if the muscles begin to melt. You're so relaxed. Just allowing it. And in this deep, deep state of relaxation, look up. Look up in your mind. Just look up. You're not going to see anything. You're just raising your eyes upward. Looking up while you're drifting in the calm and still, peaceful energy of the void. Just relaxing and looking up. One of the idiosyncrasies of the Ray 3 will to evolve energies is that it causes you to look up for inspiration, looking up to bring down words, ideas, information. You're looking up instinctively, calling for the qualities of the will to evolve. And you're feeling the synergy of the energies. Blending and merging. And lapsing back again into nothing. Letting your body and your mind experience this energy of nothing. If a thought should come up, turn your attention to your breath and follow your breath back to the void. And here in the void, in that space of unlimited potential, that space of easy manifestation, in a state of relaxation, with a calm, still, quiet mind, focused intent, bring that idea, that desire into this space. And focusing on your third eye, supported by heart energy. For the energy of your heart stretches all the way up to the beginning of the energetic center of the ajna, brings it to the edge of its influence, and they mingle there for a moment. And with your desire, from your will, you imagine setting this idea in motion, or this desire. Just see it becoming moving energy, paying attention to what that energy looks like. What's its color? Does it have a shape? Does it remind you of anything? And then, through your intent and your focus, you're going to set this in motion and see it moving. Have an image of it in your mind and set that image in motion smoothly, easily, effortlessly, setting it in motion and watching it move, going up the causal plane, and at some point it will manifest. It's your job to recognize when it arrives. This is a practice you can do at any time. However, we don't recommend running with a shopping list of things you want. These need to be things that you truly want, things that you know are good for you, things that bring you joy, things you want to do. Bring those to this space and set them in motion with your desire and your focus. And now for a moment, you want to affirm that statement. I stand for humanity. I stand for humanity. What does it mean when you say, I stand for humanity? What it means is you're calling to the universe, to that high being of the energy you are invoking, you're calling to you. You are affirming to that great being that you stand for your brothers and sisters who are behind you on the path. To remember them and to envision the highest and best for them. And keep imagining higher and higher. Higher and higher pictures. Higher and higher thoughts. Always remembering, especially if you feel yourself in a low space, close your eyes and look up for inspiration, inventiveness, adaptability, creativity, infinite possibility exists right there. Because you are looking up into the area of the Ajna, where all thoughts created exist. All the thoughts you create exist here. And as you look up, you are calling for the answers to meet you. Or if you're using the active principle, you keep reaching up until you meet information or inspiration. So remember, look up, close your eyes, and look up. Now, for a moment, we'd like to focus on the teeth in your mouth. Draw your attention to them. To explore them. What kind of thoughts do you have about them? How do you feel? What are you thinking? And now, I'd like for you to apply the will to evolve. For even if the thoughts are loving and kind, they can still go higher. And if the thoughts aren't loving and kind, the will to evolve can raise them to that level. And allowing it, you must allow your mind to go higher, to let go, to be free of all expectation, completely open, as if you were one of those flip top cans. Flip the top open and you can see all the way down to the feet. You can fill yourself up with divine will. Will to evolve. For everyone else, keep focusing on how you can bring this energy, bring it into your house, and see it planting itself, the very walls and floors and ceilings of your house, penetrating the walls, every molecule and atom, the whole house, through all the furniture, and all the way down to the atomic level, and all the way down. All right. Like for you now to focus on the opportunity or opportunities presented by the will to evolve as you practice calling this energy to you, as you practice experiencing the energies, bringing them into your awareness. All right. Now, coming back up, find yourself a soul, feeling your union, the connection that you have, feeling that connection at the will, just above the navel, at the heart, measure it with the physical heart, and all the way up to the ajna, and seeing that energy being cleared of any darkness, any shadows, any veils, any web. Clearing it away. And going to where you most often see your soul. And in this space, call your soul to you. And align with yourself as soul at the will, at the heart, and in the head, the ajna. stop for a moment and feel that connection. Feel that common energy that we all share. Thank your soul. And returning all your attention now to your ears. And in this moment, completely letting go. No control at all. Now, coming back slowly into the room when you are ready, we bid you namaste.